Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. North Korea's neighbours have expressed concern at two missile tests carried out in defiance of UN sanctions. Japan said the launch of what are believed to be Musudan ballistic missiles was intolerable. South Korea has convened a national security meeting. The country's unification ministry spokesman is Jung Jun-hee.
A launch of a projectile using ballistic missile technology violates UN resolutions, and it's a clear provocation against us. We would advise that it's better for North Korea to put more efforts into peace on the Korean Peninsula and the livelihoods of their people.
Japan and South Korea said the fact that one of the devices travelled hundreds of kilometres indicated that North Korea's program was making progress. On the eve of a referendum on whether Britain should remain in or leave the European Union, more than 1,000 business leaders have warned in an open letter that an exit would bring uncertainty for jobs and trade. Leave campaigners insist opinion in the business sector is divided. Tim Martin, the founder of the pub chain Wetherspoons, says the UK must quit the EU.
Democracy equals prosperity and freedom throughout the world. Democratic countries have done better. North America democratic does really well. South America struggled, did badly. And the EU is becoming less and less democratic. Tremendous problems in Greece, Spain and elsewhere. It doesn't work anymore.
The chief executive of the budget airline Ryanair, Martin O'Leary, says the UK should stay in the EU.
The EU has brought us the single market. The single market has transformed the experience for many of citizens, including the birth of low-fare air travel, cheap holidays abroad. And being in the single market brings enormous benefits and also protections for workers, workers' rights and human rights that didn't exist while Britain was a small and failing democracy prior to 1973.
An Australian commission investigating child abuse has heard that junior recruits were raped and forced to have sex with each other in some divisions of the Australian Defence Force. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
So far, more than 110 people have come forward to the Royal Commission, saying they were abused as junior recruits in the Australian military from the 1960s to the 1980s. It's alleged that teenagers often suffered vicious and humiliating abuse as part of initiation practices. Some were threatened with dishonourable discharge when they complained. The Commission is also investigating child protection measures in the military's current cadet program.
Two men from California have been found guilty of plotting to provide material support to the Islamic State group. The men, both aged 25, were arrested last year as one attempted to board a plane to Turkey. World news from the BBC. The Federal Aviation Authority in the United States has relaxed the rules on the commercial use of drones. Operators will no longer need a full pilot's license. Under the new regulations, small commercial drones can be flown in daylight hours as long as the pilot is over the age of 16, keeps the drone in their sight, and below a height of 120 metres. The mayor of a town in Honduras has been arrested over his suspected involvement in the killing of five people on Sunday. A police spokesman said Victor Mesa from Retoca was being investigated as the possible leader of a group that fired on a vehicle as it carried people to a local church. The motive for the killing is unclear. A rocket has blasted off from India carrying 20 satellites, a record for the country's space agency. The satellites will serve various purposes, including monitoring greenhouse gases and detecting forest fires. Sanjoy Majumdar has more details.
As scientists and government ministers kept a close watch, the rocket carrying 20 satellites blasted off from a launch facility in southern India. The payload included devices ranging in weight from more than 700 kilos to as little as 1.5. They include an Indian cartographic satellite, as well as those belonging to the country's universities and international customers. It's a significant moment for India's ambitious space program, which has recorded a number of achievements, including sending probes to the moon and Mars.
The lead singer of the veteran British rock band Led Zeppelin has told a court hearing in the United States that he has little or no memory of socialising with members of a group whose work is accused of plagiarising. Robert Plant prompted laughter when he said he had no recollection of most of the people he'd hung out with. The surviving members of Led Zeppelin deny that their classic song Stairway to Heaven was copied from an instrumental track by an American band, Spirit. BBC News.